For generations of Chileans who've never experienced high inflation, rising prices of food and fuel are a shock. Saleswoman Claudia Araneda says she's never seen anything like it.
The other day, I paid $12 for a tiny piece of meat and bones. For that price, I used to buy a kilo of fillet or sirloin steak. I'm not joking, this is all I have. Biscuits, a capsicum, two tins for the cat, and an avocado. $16.
In the last 6 months, inflation has surpassed 7%, compared to the usual 3% a year. Last month, the central bank raised interest rates yet again by 9%, which means new homeowners are struggling to repay their loans. And to make matters significantly worse, the U.S. dollar has reached a historic high against the Chilean peso, surpassing the 900 peso mark. In fact, experts say that it will likely go over 1,000 pesos in the next couple of months. And this is extremely problematic because two out of every three items in the basic basket of goods that Chileans consume is imported in U.S. dollars. Chile needs dollars to buy petrol and gas, which it does not produce. Fuel and food have shot up most of all, mainly due to the Ukraine crisis. But there are also internal factors. The previous government overheated the economy with aggressive pandemic subsidies. It's been followed by months of political uncertainty over the economic repercussions of a new constitution that could be approved in September.
Unfortunately, we are in a very stormy scenario. The authorities will have to work wonders to revert this situation.
The new government was elected on a platform of ambitious social reforms and promised tax hikes to pay for them. But given the economic scenario, many question this week's decision to push ahead with it, a move Finance Minister Mario Marcel defends, even though it will further spook investors.
When the state's resources are limited, the government must prioritize. Then the next government or minister changes it or assigns resources elsewhere in a discretionary manner. That ends up eroding the legitimacy of the state's public policies.
Whatever the reasons, inflation and uncertainty, both of which have been strangers to Chile, are becoming everyday words in what was Latin America's most stable economy. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.